Flashy news. Only on ParanoidRadio.com, bringing you Flashy Fridays.
Testicles, 1, 2, testicles. Welcome back to Paranoid Radio Podcast. I am your humble host, Trebles Garcia. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today. And I want to thank every single one of you for tuning back in. This is the best show with the best content for the best fucking listeners. Guaranteed 110%. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be another great addition to our show. Second podcast of the week. Back to back with greatness. You guys got to go check out the art. It's on Instagram. You should make sure you check us out at ParanoidRadio.com. ParanoidRadio.com is now absolutely free. You can stream the last 5 audio plays, audio episodes, absolutely free. And you can also watch one of the biggest episodes in 2023 with Dr. Laura Sanger. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I also want to let you guys know that if you guys drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, that would allow other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Paranoid Radio Podcast is here to stay, dropping episodes every single week, challenging your reality one episode at a time. And to challenge the reality of our freaking downhill slope world global order that we're going through today, I had to bring in the one and only the New York Giant House fucking banger, the biggest motherfucker I've known in New York that has dropped bombs of knowledge consistently every single fucking day on his Instagram account and also bi-weekly. And now, in addition with the Flashy News Flash, every other week as well, with his own series on our own podcast here, live today, father, fucking co-worker, colleague, and everything else above. The one and only Flashy underscore News One. What's up, big dog? How you doing?
Oh, thank you, brother, man. I'm excited. Got lots to talk about.
And I'm sorry I couldn't put together a better introduction for you. I had to wing this one. But I have to let the world know that you have an amazing episode lined up. Now, I'm going to allow you to jump in from the deep end of the pool and set the fucking mood and strike while the iron is hot. Welcome to Backlash. Flash, what the fuck are you about? Where can people meet you? And then hit it off, big dog.
Yup, I'm over in New York, like my man said, small business owner, patriot, truther. And if you guys want to, if you haven't followed me yet, please come over to Instagram. I'm shadow banned, but you can find me flashy underscore news one. Let's go.
That is right. That's right. Now, we have a lot to talk about. First and foremost, congratulations to the fucking biggest bullhorn with fucking elephant balls that I know, Donald Trump. He won the Iowa caucus. Please give us that, bro. What's up? Start off with that, big dog.
So not only did he win the Iowa caucuses, he broke the record for the largest margin of win, which was previously owned by Bob Dole, back in the 90s. He won by 12 points back then. Trump won by 30 points. Okay, this is unheard of in a caucus. He got over 50% of the vote with three other people in the running. Unheard of. There's 99 counties in Iowa. He won 99 of them. We got 99 problems, and Iowa ain't one. Because, you know, he absolutely blew the doors off of it. Now, this is what we all hoped, but you never know with these people. You know what I mean? Especially with these polls. I think what's happening now is the polls are actually dead on, like 100%. They said he was at 52%. He won at 51%, which is crazy because they're never that right. But what I think is happening now is these pollsters are forced to accurately poll MAGA because they haven't the last 8 years, and they look so stupid when it gets to the point and it's either he loses or he wins, whatever, but the polls are never right, you know. So now I think what's happening is they understand the base better. They're honestly reporting on these polls finally, because they know that that's their job. You know what I mean? Like, if you can't do your job, you're gonna get fired and people aren't gonna pay attention to polls. You know, I don't put a lot of faith in polls, but if you all the polls are saying the same thing, that's generally a good idea of where the country is at. You know, and
Nikki are the polls lying though? Is it higher than what the polls are being reported to be?
No, but it was actually pretty accurate. That's why I was surprised. You know, I thought maybe one scenario I thought, I was like, maybe they're over-exaggerating his poll numbers so that when he only wins by 10 instead of 30, they could be like, oh, look, he was supposed to win by 30. He only won by 10. Trump is done. Blah, blah, blah. That's really what I thought was going to happen. But I think now it's just, you can't, there's not enough lying you can do. People see the writing on the wall. People see, you know, everyone's turning. This is the backlash, right? So you can only bullshit for so long. And I think now they're really forced to actually accurately report on Donald Trump's movement, you know, because if for them, if they keep lying to themselves, that's not going to help them either. I think finally they're starting to realize how formidable Donald Trump is, how powerful this movement is, because, you know, everything they throw at us, it doesn't stick.
No, and even, I know this is not on your list, but I wanted to get your two cents on this and what you view from a fucking, you know, from a higher level and a person that could digest this a lot better. Vivek retreating and then endorsing him. Mm-hmm. Now, I thought this guy was controlled opposition, to be honest, or a fucking Trojan horse. Like a lot of people are saying in the comment section, when I post anything about Vivek or any Vivek is mentioned anywhere on Partner Radio podcast, and even on the Trump stuff, they fight, the left and the right are fighting in the comment section. I really don't take no part on it because they're going at it. That's what they do. That's just what the comment section is about. But when you go in it, people are saying that Vivek was actually the Trojan horse. But if this guy retreated on the first loss, the first caucus, and then he gives it all up to fucking Trump. I see it as a political move to be VP, dog.
I think that, or he's setting himself up for 2028, because there's no way you can get into this movement without Donald Trump's blessing. You know, and see, but what's interesting is the day before that, Trump put out a True Social about Vivek. He said, be careful with him. He's not MAGA. He works for the other side. That's what Donald Trump said.
So wow.
And not only that, like, I don't always follow what Donald Trump says. You know what I mean? Like, I look for things for myself. And now what I found out about Vivek is how he made his money, all in pharmaceutical biotechnology and vaccine technology, specifically the nanoparticle technology that was used in the mRNA vaccine for Pfizer and Moderna.
Okay,
his company, I forget what the company is called, is actually suing Pfizer because they used his technology without a say-so.
Wow.
But then you want to come out and act like you're against vaccines and all this shit. And now what he also did was a pump and dump scheme. So he bought this company for cheap. And it was actually, when it all started, it was Alzheimer's drug, right? There was this Alzheimer's drug out there that didn't work at all. And Vivek came in, bought the company for $5 million. Then he put his wife, her wife's a doctor, put her on the advisory board that looked at the data of the drug to see if it's working or not. So they pretty much took that drug, the same data, switched it around, make it seem like it kind of worked. His stocks went up like 100%, made hundreds of millions of dollars. Then on the stage 3 trial, where they actually see if it works, it failed just like it did previously. And the stock dropped. That was right before he entered the race. But he sold all of his fucking stocks before it happened. That's a classic pump and dump scheme. He got really rich off a drug that doesn't work. Just like all these other fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's very telling. Also, my man
talks
about Obama.
Holy fuck, this is deep. This is deep.
And that's all facts. You can look it up. Okay,
he almost had me too. He almost had me because he spits out some shit you like to hear, right?
You know what I compare him to? He reminds me of a ChatGPT fake MAGA. Like if there was like a ChatGPT MAGA out there, that every single perfect response, every single perfect thing, that is Vivek. Okay, he just absolutely says everything, and he sounds great. And it's all good, but it's ChatGPT fake MAGA. Okay, he has no substance behind him. He has no policy positions. He didn't talk about anything about policy. It was all just culture war stuff, which is important, right? But now I'm seeing, so Trump said that about him, you know, don't trust him, blah, blah, blah. Then Vivek, he got 8% of the vote in Iowa. Right, which that 8% would have went to Trump. So Trump really would have got 60% if Vivek wasn't in there, because people were looking for a younger Trump, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
So I think Vivek saw the writing on the wall. You know, he said, listen, I'm not obviously not going to win. I'm only going to pull votes from Trump. So let me pull myself out, be the bigger guy, and show that, oh, you know, I'm supporting Trump, going to back Trump, this and that. And then now let's see what Trump does with him, because he brought him on stage for his his victory speech, Trump, and he let Vivek speak. And that's fine. But, you know, Trump is also a kind of guy that
how Trump was acting in that speech? Trump was like,
yeah, yeah, I know. He was like, yeah. It was
and
so
he
funny.
Kept looking at him. He kept looking at him. And he kept making those faces. He's like, are you
serious?
He gave
Fauci the same look. when Stretchy used to fucking go and talk in front of the microphone, the same
that was a beast.
Very
yeah,
questioning,
like that,
right?
Like that, like that.
What Trump does is he'll let you expose yourself. He'll put you in the spotlight so you expose you, because not everybody believes what Trump says. So you know what? You don't want to believe me? Right. Yeah. I'm going to let him do it himself. Did the same thing with Fauci. People are like, why didn't he fire Fauci? Because he wanted him in the spotlight to expose the whole corrupt system at the National Institute of Health, the NIH.
Yeah, it would have been it would have been premature ejaculation for him if he would have fired Fauci just because of what he had at that moment. Now you have a bigger fucking monopoly board against him. And it's that is what we call the final blow, the death blow to the globalism. Talk about that. Dog, that's the next point on our list.
I mean, backlash is here. It's not coming. Okay, this is globally. Look at the German farmers teaming up with the Dutch farmers, literally shutting down that country right now. There are hundreds of thousands of people protesting in Germany.
This is happening now? This is happening
right now? Still right now. It's been happening in the last 2 weeks.
How the fuck I haven't seen this shit?
They're
wow.
actually throwing shit, cow manure, onto the government buildings. Okay, like this is what's going on right now. Germany is on fire with this shit because they want to tax the farmers. They want to change all the regulations because of global warming. They want to make it pretty much impossible for farmers to farm, right? So they're fucking done with it, bro. They are absolutely done with it. And Germany's usually like a pretty low-key country. They don't really protest a lot, you know? And now they're teaming up with the Dutch farmers.
A lot of the Baltic companies, nations do that. They're very easygoing. They have you know, they follow the rules or, you know, and they're really isolated. They don't let a lot of immigrants in. They very conservative style. Yeah, that's fucking wicked, bro. Holy shit.
And the same thing's going on in France. France is on fire right now.
But France is not tough. France is a fucking, not to talk shit about the French people and the culture and the fucking, and this fashion. And I love France and everything for what they stand for. But France is another fucking dirt hole. Like what I'm saying, New York City, where, you know, the fucking, I'm talking about the politicians, not the people. And the same thing with fucking with the UK. So, I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's because they're in the EU, right? They're the European Union, so they all have these regulations that are being done by people that aren't elected by the people. The people in the European Union Parliament aren't elected by people; they're unelected bureaucrats that pretty much control all of Europe, you know. And so, with France is doing the same thing now because we talked about this last time. A young boy was killed by a pack of illegal Africans, and ever since then, they've been pushing back on all of it. The rise of patriotism is happening in France, all across the country.
Wow, right?
And it's really because of the policies of the globalists, right? It's not just because, you know, whatever, or immigration. It's all of it. It's the taxes. It's the policy. It's the rhetoric, how they talked about patriots in general around the world, you know. And this is why I say it can't be stopped now, because this is a virus. Patriotism is like a virus. It's spreading. And once you get it, there is no vaccine to get you off of it, because that once you feel it in your heart, you know you're right. Right. Once you have the truth on your side and you break through all the propaganda and all the lies. And now if they're willing to lie about this thing, people are understanding. If they're willing to lie about that, they're willing to lie about it all. Right. And now, all of this is really accumulating into this whole global movement that really Trump started in 2016. You know, this is why, you know, and people say, oh, he's controlled opposition. Listen, if Donald Trump was controlled opposition, he wouldn't be talking about voter fraud. Full stop. Okay, and he wouldn't have risked his life. He wouldn't have risked his fortune to expose it. Okay, this is the first person ever to talk about voter fraud like this. Okay, so that's how you know he's not controlled opposition.
This guy has a fucking legacy, bro. This guy could have been fucking
reasons why he's not. I can go on for fucking days with proof, right? You would have to really look at one little thing, and you know, have a bias in your mind to really go down that rabbit hole. You know, but I understand why people feel that way, because it's almost too good to be true. Is he controlled? But listen, I've said this before. If there is a conspiracy theory to take over this world, there has to be one to save it. That is just duality.
I just told that the homie Joe Reese for K4V3 just mentioned. We were talking about a little light Trump discussion as well. And I didn't want to make it all political talk on his show, because, you know, he runs his show differently. But we were mentioning about the same fucking thing. Now, if you want to say that he's too good to return, I learned this in conspiracy theory. This was straight from the horse's mouth that I did mention you on that episode. Shouted you out, and I went like, you know what? Flash just didn't only fucking find out that on the 8th of every month, there's a big fucking startup happening on the fucking monthly cycle. But there's also something that he just recently started saying on our podcast. And it's, if you're going to believe that there's someone that, if you're going to believe that there's a fucking cabal waiting to take over the fucking globe, every single fucking day and everything that you fucking do, there has to be another belief that opposite that, a belief that there is another, a positive group of people that are trying to fucking stop that from happening. Just like every single fucking movie, like every fucking, every story ever told, word of mouth and human history. That's always going to happen. And the good guys always fucking win, bro. And, you know, quite frankly, what you're saying right now resonates a lot. And I think it should be resonating with a lot of people. And a lot of people are being awakened at this fucking moment, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, and that's such a beautiful thing. And that's what we've been waiting for. Because, listen, Trump couldn't do all the things he wanted to do in 2016 because not enough of the public was awakened yet. Yeah. They were, it was the opposite. They were too asleep. And that's why the Dems and the deep state were able to do what they did, because they had the public opinion on their side. They had people thinking that Trump was a Russian spy. So when you have that on your side, look what they were able to do to this man. Look what they were able to do to us on January 6th. All of these things, political persecutions, because they had the public opinion. It's the only reason why they were able to do any of the things that they
only public opinion, dog. And still to this day, the majority of the people still have the public opinion on that side because they want, dude, the proof is in your face. There's over 4,000 hours of footage where it proves that it was a fucking coup, a psyop, something made for you to be fucking psyched in and confused. And you still want to vote against Trump after it's been proven that it was a lie? Dog, really,
everything,
dude?
Everything was literally every single thing they ever said about Trump turned out to be a lie. And every single thing Trump said about them turned out to be true.
Word.
That is a fact.
And okay, talking so about the truth. Fanny, Fanny, Fanny.
Oh, Fanny, Fanny, Fanny.
What's up with Fanny, dog? What's going on with this chick?
Tangled webs, wee wee.
Oh, yeah. Fanny, I love the way you said Fanny, that shit on the show.
Fanny Willis, man.
Before you go, before you dive into that, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out the Flashy News Flash episode, 7 minutes of an amazing content, amazing power bombs dropped by Flashy every other week. And he's going to be able to do it and fucking it consistently and as many times as he wants during the week. He sends it to me and I'll post it up. Make sure you check it out. FNF Flashy News Flash, only on Paranoid Radio Podcast thus far, for at least for now, because I know you're gonna blow the fuck up to another podcast now. You gotta fucking, you know, get you out there now. Fanny, what's going on with that, with this chick?
So Fannie Willis is the district attorney over in Georgia who had brought the RICO case, the racketeering case, against Trump for trying to overturn the election. Now, this is a state case. It's the only state case. All of the other cases are federal. So it's a little different. And Fannie Willis, she's a black woman, and she hired another black man to help her. You know, you, as a DA, you get to build your team if you're bringing a case like this. You know, you get to hire outside legal advisors, other lawyers. So she hired four people. One guy's last name is Wade, completely not supposed to be on this case. He's, the only cases he's done before this were traffic tickets. He has no idea how to bring a racketeering charge. Nevertheless, against a former president of the United States, probably the biggest case that has ever been brought. So she brings this guy on. Obviously, he's not prepared, right? So she comes to find out this guy's married. Right? Come to find out, they were having an affair. Fannie Willis and the guy she hired to go after Trump is the other lawyer. Right?
What?
So, come to find out, they were going on vacations together. Right? Because it's been going on for a couple years now. And who was paying this man? The Georgian taxpayers are paying this man. Oh! So you're getting the Georgian taxpayers to pay this guy over $1 million so far to take your ass on trips that he's paying for because you hired him and the Georgia taxpayers are paying him. Oh, okay, that's completely fine, right? But the weeds get even more tangled because now this fucking idiot, Wade, he actually put in his billing, because, you know, lawyers have to write how many hours they work and then all the billing. So I guess before it was official that he was on the team, he went and visited the White House. He signed his name in the visitor's log. He signed his name in the White House visitor's log before the case was brought. So that means there was collusion between the federal government and a state government to bring a lawsuit against Biden's top political opponent. Holy shit.
Wait,
I mean, we knew that was the case, but I never thought we'd actually get physical proof of it. So,
talk about the stupidest way to get caught slipping, Doc. What the fuck?
It is beyond me.
Fucking idiot, dude.
Beyond me. I think these people just don't, they think they got it like that, bro. That's what it is. They think they got it like that.
You know what, bro? A couple orgasms covered up by synergized pharmaceutical companies and law firms, right? And people that are helping you pay the fucking bills, and then cheating, the nostalgia that it brings in, the adrenaline that comes in by having sex and then cheating the Georgian taxpayers at the same time. Like, it's just fucking, you're afraid of getting caught having sex in public type of style. Like, dog, I get it. Yeah. Feels nice. But goddamn, you're an idiot,
bro. And it's just so, and so she gave a, so she hasn't even really talked about it. Like all these accusations being thrown at her, she hasn't denied it. The only thing she did, she gave a speech at some kind of dinner. It's online. She actually said, "Oh, you know, as a black woman, we make mistakes. It's not fair to expect us to be perfect." She blamed it all on racism. Because they were black. What does
black got to do with anything? Just an idiot.
And then she wants to act like a black woman? Why aren't they targeting the other people that I hired? The other white lawyers? Because you're not fucking those ones?
I think Georgia's more populated with blacks than any other fucking color in the rainbow. Fuck you, stupid ass.
So ridiculous. Oh my god. This is the ridiculousness of their ideology.
No accountability.
They walk in circles. They fucking talk. It's just none of it makes sense, right? So now they are panicking because this can lead to a disqualifying the lawsuit very easily. There's a conflict of interest here. There was collusion with the federal government. Trump is going to have a field day throwing this shit out. And not only that, it just exposes, these people on their high horse telling you that Trump is so corrupt. Meanwhile, they're doing all the most corrupt shit that if Trump ever did, he already did.
That was corrupt as fuck, and it was an idiot move. And you got the president a mugshot, which only fucking slingshotted him to the fucking community. This is wild. Now let's switch it up. Make sure you check it out, guys. Again, Flashy News Flash last week. He brought this in, and he brought other stories in. So make sure you check that episode out. It's called Flashy News Flash 1, the first of many, hopefully. Now let's move it back into Blue Beam. You got Blue Beam, and you got one more point after this. Let's close it up, big dog. What's going on with Blue Beam? What's your take on this alien stuff?
Yeah, the more I'm looking at it, right? You know, the Miami airport situation. There was a Brazil situation where there were 10-foot something where there was a video. There's just another one yesterday where an airline stewardess was taking video outside of her airplane. I put it to my story, and there was like a pink light UFO swirling on by the airplane. Right now, all of a sudden, as soon as January 2024 came, we got all of these straight up sightings, right? With like pretty good stories behind them, some with video, some with not, right? And I mean, we've all been saying it, that Project Blue Beam is a real thing. You can look it up. It does exist. It's a hologram technology that is so advanced that what you're seeing, absolutely, you would swear.
Dubai, have you seen Dubai's new fucking what they did for New Year's, what they did for Christmas, and all that shit?
Exactly.
Dubai has
some of the sickest.
I'm talking about sickest things. They had like this hologram of this game coming out, like in the sky, looked like aliens trying to get you, and it was a promotion for a game. I'm like, what? I don't know if it was Dubai or New York. I was like, what the fuck, dude? Next level shit. You only see this shit in your dreams or in fucking your virtual reality. Yeah. Wicked, bro.
And they've had it for a really long time, this technology, and now they're going to perfect it. So I mean, you know, really, that's just their backup. You know, if all this other shit doesn't work, what would be a better way to stop the election than a fake alien invasion or a mass alien sighting? And then they don't know what it is, and we got to lock down, and we can't all this shit, right?
Because I still think the only way they're going to be able to stop maybe or at least push back the election or try to fucking steal the election is going to be through these immigrants that are coming in. I think your first part, because you have a lot of – when you put your eye on something, specifically you, you shoot like an arrow and you always land on that fucking – on that idea. And so far, you've been landing on it. And when you mention something about what happened in France, that the migrants are going to rise and they're going to have these massive immigrant protests, and they're gonna want to vote. In New York, they're already passing the law where immigrants are gonna fucking be able to vote. I'm talking about immigrants that were never even born here, dog. Well, what the fuck? It's just depressing how shit's happening, bro. And quite frankly, I think that's one of the biggest things they're gonna try to do to make sure that Trump doesn't get into the office, but he's inevitable.
I mean, that's really the only thing they can do, you know. So now Trump is already saying that there's going to be a mass deportation of 20 million illegal aliens as soon as he gets back. You think they're not going to fight? But of course they are. But they can't hide because you remember they got cell phones, right? Everyone's got mad that they got cell phones. Yeah, we're going to be tracking them on those cell phones. And a lot of them are living in tent cities in Texas. We know exactly where they are. You know, and it's unfortunate that it has to be this way. But if you game the system and if you come here illegally, you have no right to be here.
Yeah.
That is just what it is. And now you're
and no right to ask for no more fucking EBT money. Shove that shit up your ass.
It's just so ridiculous. You know, but like I said, the backlash from this is that the inner cities are now waking up. They are starting to realize that the policies of the Democrat Party have nothing to do about helping them. It's all about keeping them exactly where they are. Right on poverty, right at that level, and then now they're going to bring all these new people in here, and they're all cutting the line. They're all getting affordable housing. They're getting gift cards. They're getting all this shit. Okay, yeah, keep it up, because now even the rap culture, even pop culture, is talking about Meek Mills, the rapper, is talking about Trump. All these people now, because they see the writing on the wall. They are connected to the streets. They know what the hood is saying, so they want to be on the same side of the hood. That's their fans. You think they're going to go on their social media and talk about Donald Trump if they weren't confident that the people that follow them are feeling the same exact way? Mm-hmm. Of course, that's why they waited this long. That mugshot really propelled Trump. Well, this is an inevitable, absolutely, and we're doing it the right way with facts. Yeah. With information. Slowly but surely, this country is coming together. You may not see it on television, but that's because the revolution won't be televised.
And the Democrat Party is on a fucking death spiral. This close, this amazing episode with the Democrat Party death spiral. What the fuck is going on?
I mean, that's literally what we're seeing, right? Because it's not just personalities anymore. It's not just Joe Biden. It's their policies. Only thing they have that is popular is abortion. That's it. That's the only reason why they won some midterm elections. And unfortunately, there's still a lot of voters that do a single subject voting. But the harder things get, the more that border stays open, the more inflation skyrockets, the more times they talk about all these electric vehicles and then they break down in the snow. All of this shit, that's not going to matter anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? Because their policies fail. They mean well, you know, they don't mean well, but it sounds like it means well. They go for your heart. They go for your emotional. We are going for your logic. Logical. They go for emotional. We go for logical. This sounds good, but does it work? Open border sounds great for some people. Oh, let's help everybody. Everybody come in. But does it actually work? What is the consequences of that? And now we're seeing it. And sometimes it has to get this bad for those people that are in the middle that just want to be left alone, for them to start getting involved. And that's exactly where we are right now. And that's exactly what Iowa said the other day when they got 52% and breaking records. Now he's going to propel him to New Hampshire. Then it's on to South Carolina. And that's when the rest will drop out and only Trump will be standing left. And nothing can stop what's coming.
Go, bro. Fuck. Woo! This is Paranoid Radio Podcast with Flash and Flashy_News1. And make sure you check them out on Instagram again, Flashy_News1. And make sure you tune in to Flashy News Flash every other weekend. This is a Flashy Friday episode on this amazing fucking Friday drop. I'm dropping this shit on Thursday noon, PST. Flash, let them know what's up, big dog.
Yeah, man. In closing, you know, shit's obviously going to get crazy, right? But we have so much hope. We have the truth. We have patriotism. And listen, Donald Trump is not our savior. Donald Trump is our bullhorn. Donald Trump is not perfect. He is necessary. And we have to understand that, okay? Because we can't ask for something that's not possible. Him getting back in the White House is not going to fix our problems. But with him in the White House and him being our bullhorn of the truth, that is what's going to wake people up. And that's what's going to bring people together.
You know what? We had on a final closing statement also, there was this post. I forgot his name. He's infamous on TikTok and Instagram. He said, you know what? Donald Trump is not our savior. He's far from perfect. However, if you think about it, if you don't vote for Trump, we're going for World War III, right? And if you vote for Trump, right, and he is working as control that position, then we're going for World War III. But if that tiny 10% chance that he's not controlled that position, what do you have to lose? You're going to World War III anyway, aren't you? Donald Trump. We'll be waiting for you on this side with barbecue and MAGA hats. Bring your fucking beer, baby.
Get on the fucking train. Let's go.
That is right. And anybody, thank you so much. I'm Flash, if you're not on the podcast, make sure you check us out on PernaRadio.com. Peace out, dog.
Paranoid Radio.